as I introduce the message today, I'm going to interview these kids up here. Have you ever been looking for something?
Yes.
Yeah, what were you looking for?
My toy cars.
Your toy cars. Do they often go missing?
Yeah.
How do they wander off all by themselves?
Because I always play with them and I forget where they're at.
Ah, okay. Anybody else here? Anything you're looking for? No? Yes.
My hairbrush.
There's a VeggieTales song about that. Oh, where is my hairbrush? How come it wanders off? You use it every day, yeah. And so wherever it lands, that's where it lands.
I also have animals that like to push things all over the house.
Oh, you have animals that
yeah,
like to...
Yeah, I have a cat.
A cat.
And he likes to bat things.
And bat things and push things. Aha, so it is the cat. Well, whatever is lost, we look for it till it's found, right? No, you don't care if things are lost. Well, Jesus cares about lost people. Oh, if you lose his PlayStation controller, yeah, then I'm dead. Well, you know what? Without Jesus, we're all going to be dead one day. But with Jesus, we can live forever with him. That's why Jesus said, I came to seek and to save what was lost. So Jesus came to find you. And has he found you? Do you believe in Jesus? Yeah, that's good news. Hey, let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you that Jesus came to seek what was lost. And Lord, we know that everyone that hasn't received Jesus as their Savior is lost. And we're lost eternally without you. Lord, thank you that when we believe in you and confess our sins to you and receive your forgiveness, you give us everlasting life with you. Thank you so much that when this life is done, we can live with you forever. And that's good news. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, what are you looking for? What are you seeking in the new year? Well, maybe you're seeking to improve your health. You look around and everybody's selling exercise equipment. And, you know, maybe you're looking to making some lifestyle changes, eating better, sleeping better, getting more exercise or physical activity. Or maybe you're seeking to further your education in this new year, to gain new job skills so that you can advance in your career or begin a new one. You know, maybe you're not looking for anything specific, just seeking a little more peace, a little more joy, a little less trouble than you had last year. Well, maybe that's true for you. Oh, maybe you're not looking for anything. You're just waiting to see what comes up. Well, to seek is to make a careful and persistent search or inquiry, to ask for, request, to try to acquire or gain, or to attempt to discover. And all of us were made to be seekers. It's part of our spiritual DNA. All have an innate desire to discover what we don't know, to be seekers, to make careful and persistent search until we find what we're looking for. But we must be careful about what we're looking for. The Bible tells us in Romans chapter 2, verses 7 and 8, that there are really only two things that we're seeking. That we are all really seeking one of two things. To those who by persistence in doing good seek glory, honor, and immortality, God will give eternal life. But to those who are self-seeking and who reject the truth and follow evil, there will be wrath and anger. So we are either seeking God and his glory, his honor, and eternal life, or we are self-seeking. We heard about both of those this morning in the reading from Matthew chapter 2. The Magi came seeking the one who has been born King of the Jews, in order that they might worship him. King Herod, however, was self-seeking and sought only to destroy Jesus. Sadly, this is true for everyone. We are either seeking God through His Son Jesus, or we are self-seeking. Matthew chapter 2, verses 9 to 11, we heard these verses this morning, and behold, the star that they had seen went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. And when they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. Actually, there's no other passage in Scripture that gives that kind of enthusiasm. I mean, rejoiced exceedingly with a mega joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary, his mother, and they fell down and worshiped him. So those who seek and find Jesus receive mega joy, great joy, and fall on their knees and worship like the Magi. But those who are self-seeking leave a trail of destruction in their wake, like King Herod, who wanted Jesus to be destroyed and end up attempting to do that by killing every male child under 2 years old in Bethlehem. We either are going to be worshiping at the feet of Jesus, or we'll leave in our wake a trail of destruction. So what are you looking for? Let's listen to another account of some people who were looking for Jesus. Okay, the Magi were looking for Jesus, the newborn king. And let's hear another story, another account of looking for Jesus. So you can turn with me in Luke chapter 2, Luke chapter 2, beginning with verse 41. We wind the clock ahead from the Christmas account, 12 years, and we have this account of Jesus. Luke chapter 2. If you don't have a Bible of your own, grab the one in the pew rack in front of you. That page number is listed in your bulletin. So Luke chapter 2, verse 41, we read in Jesus' name. Every year, his parents went to Jerusalem to the feast of the Passover. When he was 12 years old, they went up to the feast according to the custom. And after the feast was over, while his parents were returning home, the boy Jesus stayed behind in Jerusalem. But they were unaware of it. Thinking he was in their company, they traveled on for a day. They began looking for him among their relatives and friends. When they did not find him, they went back to Jerusalem to look for him. After 3 days, they found him in the temple courts, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking questions. And everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. When his parents saw him, they were astonished. His mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." "Why were you searching for me?" he asked. "Didn't you know I had to be in my father's house?" But they did not understand what he was saying to them. And then he went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart. And Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and man. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, this is your word. And Lord, teach us your truths, well, not just intellectually. But Father, may you teach us these truths so that we can understand them, and may they sink into our hearts, Lord, that by the power of your Spirit, we might put them into practice. And so, Father, help us to be seeking you through your Son, Jesus Christ. In his name we pray. Amen. Everyone is looking for something in life. Whether it's the pursuit of purpose or success or happiness or contentment, the list runs the gamut of human desires and dreams. But all of us are really seeking to satisfy the deep longings of our heart. And we need to realize this, that everybody's on a spiritual journey, even if they don't recognize it. Everyone is searching for something. And in all of our looking, and in all of our longing, what we are really seeking, what everyone is really searching for, is something that only God can fulfill. The great mathematician Blaise Pascal said, we all have a God-shaped vacuum in us, a God-shaped void that we keep trying to fill with something. We're all looking for what only God can truly fulfill, and everyone will be seeking until they find what's truly fulfilling, and some will seek all their lives and never discover what they were really made for, why we are on this earth. In one way or another, everyone is looking for Jesus. Now, they may not realize it in their seeking of Jesus. They may not understand that that's what they're looking for. They may not be doing it consciously, but everyone is searching in life for the love or joy or peace or purpose that Jesus came to give. We're all searching. And we need to remember that as we go into especially this Explore God emphasis, because we think people just aren't interested in what we have to offer. And they may not be on the surface, but everyone is seeking something to fill this void. But first point out of this passage today, the first truth that we need to grab hold of is to seek something significant. Seek something significant. We can spend a lifetime looking for things that don't really matter. Now, I mean, hairbrush is excluded, right? I mean, you got to have some things that are essential in life. Or PlayStation game controllers? Well, maybe, huh? Certainly cars. Okay. It doesn't mean other things are evil, necessarily. It's just they're not significant. It's not that some of the things we're searching for are necessarily wrong things to have, but they're not sufficient things to have. At the end of the day, we can have all the things we want and still miss out on what we need. There was a billboard once that says, "He who dies with the most toys wins." I think somebody else put up a billboard saying, "He who dies with the most toys still dies." At that point, does it matter? So we can go through all of life looking for things that don't really matter. And there is nothing more significant to seek for than Jesus. There's nothing more significant to seek for than a relationship with Jesus Christ. Not to know about him, but to know him personally. To know him personally. So we can spend a lifetime looking for things that don't really matter, that will leave us empty and unsatisfied, or even worse, leave a wake of destruction behind us, as the things that we were so badly seeking for end up hurting ourselves and other people. If you know me, you know that I really hate gambling. I have seen people so hurt by that. And I know others of you here have experienced the destructive wake of problem gambling. Even the lottery, and I talked about that a little bit ago. But I have in my files a thick file on those whose lives have been destroyed by winning the lottery. One man won the lottery, and he tried helping people out, his granddaughter, the waitress that was at his favorite cafe, and to a person, everybody he gave money to, their lives were destroyed. His granddaughter getting hooked on drugs and ending up committing suicide. The one he loved the most, his whole life, and everybody around him. So be careful what you're looking for. Because If you're looking for the wrong thing, it just won't satisfy. We should be looking for Jesus because Jesus came looking for us. We should be looking for Jesus because Jesus came looking for us. I quoted this to the children earlier from Luke 19:10. Jesus said, "For the Son of Man came to seek and to save that which was lost." So Jesus is a seeker too, and he's seeking us so that he can bring us to himself. Okay, so first of all, seek something significant. And secondly, look in the right place. It's almost comical what's written here in verse 46. After 3 days, they found Jesus in the temple, sitting among the teachers, listening to them and asking questions. And everyone who heard him was amazed at his understanding and his answers. And when his parents saw him, they were astonished. And his mother said to him, "Son, why have you treated us like this? Your father and I have been anxiously searching for you." There are some searches that are anxious searches, that we're all worried and concerned about finding them, like a PlayStation controller, right? Jesus replies, love this, "Why were you searching for me?" He's not questioning that they should have gone and looked for him, but it's rather, "Didn't you know where I was? Why were you searching for me?" he said. "Didn't you know that I had to be in my Father's house?" But they didn't understand what he was saying. So after days of anxious seeking, they found Jesus in the temple, in the place where God's word was being read and taught and discussed, listening and asking questions. That really should be a clue for us. You've come to the right place this morning. You're here where God's word is being taught and read, and you can hear God's word. And as we begin the Explore God's spiritual emphasis, we should keep that in mind, because everyone is on a spiritual journey, but not everyone realizes it. Everyone's looking for Jesus, but they may not recognize that's what they're doing. And so everyone is seeking, but not everyone will find what they're really looking for, because they are looking in the wrong place. Mary and Joseph looked in a lot of wrong places before they found Jesus. You know, "Why are you searching for me? Didn't you know? Didn't you know where I had to be?" I love this because notice how Jesus answered Mary's question with two more questions. Jesus was the master of teaching using the method of asking questions. And Jesus' questions were always piercing questions. They were always got to the heart of the matter by going directly to our heart. Jesus was the master of asking those questions because it causes us to think and reflect and to focus our hearts and minds on what's really important. Jesus' questions get to the heart of the matter. And Explore God is all about asking questions. One of the taglines for this emphasis is, we all have questions. But not everyone is asking the right questions. And that is why we are tackling, during this series, the 7 big questions of life. Questions like, does life have a purpose? Is there a God? Why does God allow pain and suffering? Is Christianity too narrow? Is Jesus really God? Is the Bible reliable? And the last question is, can I know God personally? If nothing else, during this spiritual emphasis time, this is a great time to be inviting people to worship here as we talk about those big questions of life. It's a great time to invite them to a Bible study. Or even into your home, you can do this one-on-one. It's a very simple discussion time. There's questions to ask. There's 2 short videos to watch and some questions that are given. It's really just putting it out there and allowing God to do the work in people's hearts and lives. But be praying for people that you would like to have those kinds of discussions, or even just invite to church to hear what we'll be talking about. You know, everyone is seeking, but not everyone's going to find what they're looking for because they'd be looking in the wrong place. So God's Word is the right place to find the answers to life. God's Word is the only place to find the answers to the questions that are on our hearts. In the Scriptures, God gives both a command and a promise about seeking Him. He gives us a command. He says in 1 Chronicles 22:19, "Now devote your heart and soul to seeking the Lord your God." Devote your heart and soul to seeking the Lord your God. That's a command. He gives a promise. In Jeremiah 29:13-14, it says, "You will seek me and find me when you seek me with all your heart. And I will be found by you, declares the Lord." God says, if you seek him, you will find him when you seek him with all your heart. God's not going to turn away any honest seeker. If we seek him, we will find him. Matthew 7:7 is a well-known verse, right? A-S-K. Ask, and it will be given to you. Seek, and you will find. Give me the last one. Knock, and the door will be open to you. Jesus said, if you seek, you will find. If you seek him with all your heart, and those who are seeking the Lord, God will be found by them. And so, first, make sure you are seeking something significant that really matters. Be seeking the things of God. Look in the right place, and we find that to be the Word of God, just like Jesus did. And finally, grow in wisdom and grace. Listen to the last part of this passage, verse 51 and 52. "And then Jesus went down to Nazareth with them and was obedient to them. But his mother treasured all these things in her heart, and Jesus grew in wisdom and stature and in favor with God and men." And that word favor is the word in the Greek language, also translated grace. And whenever we hear about God's grace, that Jesus came full of grace and truth, that's the same word here. So grow in wisdom and grace, just like Jesus did. Jesus, having submitted to his Father's plan, his heavenly Father's plan, submitted to his earthly parents, and like you and I, all of us need to grow. And so in 2 Peter 3, verse 18, it says, "Grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. To him be glory, both now and forever." We all need to grow. And looking for Jesus everywhere, he's at work in places we never expect Jesus to be. Jesus ends up showing up. And so as we are looking to Jesus, growing in wisdom and grace in him, grow in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, invite people along on the journey. We're all in this journey, and we want people to get there to the end of the journey. There are times when I've been at a trailhead, that is, at the beginning of a trail leading up to the top of a mountain or somewhere else, and people are standing there looking lost. And oftentimes loud at Starved Rock, you know, people are looking at that, and I said, "Can I help you?" I love hiking out at Starved Rock or other places, and if people look lost, I offer my help because I want people to enjoy the journey and the end of it. There is no journey, there is no adventure more exciting than the journey of faith that ends in the city of heaven, that ends in the New Jerusalem. There is no place, no adventure so exciting that has as great an ending as the account of the Scriptures. So invite people along on the journey. Really, that's what this is all about. Journey with them and ask perceptive questions and do what Jesus did. Listen to them, and then ask questions and pray that the Holy Spirit will do his work and through the truth of God's word lead them to faith in Jesus Christ. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for the simple truth of the scripture that we're all seeking something and we're made to be seekers. You've put that in us, in our DNA, our spiritual DNA. And Father, help us in our seeking to be looking in the right place, to be looking to Jesus and in your word. And then Father, reaching out and inviting others to join us. And then Father, help us always to be growing, to grow in wisdom, and to grow in grace, and Lord, in favor with you and other people. And so Father, do that in our lives. And Father, if there's anyone here this morning that has never put their trust in Jesus as their Savior, been looking for something in life and haven't found it, Lord, may they look to Jesus right now and confess to Jesus, yes, I know that I have failed. I'm a sinner and I need a Savior. And I confess right now that I believe you sent your Son Jesus to die for my sin. And I ask him to come into my heart and into my life to be my Savior and Lord, to receive him. And then I believe that one day, because he rose from the dead, I too will rise from the dead and be with you forever in heaven. Oh, Lord, do that work in people's hearts now and in the weeks and year ahead. In Jesus' name, amen.